欢喜能够从温哥华来到休斯顿，能够跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
I'm truly glad to come from Vancouver to come and fellowship with you.
我们也温哥华弟兄姊妹也问候休斯顿的弟兄姊妹平安。
And the brothers and sisters at Vancouver also bring their greetings to you.
我们来读一段圣经。
We'll read a verse.
在路加福音第十七章。
It's in Luke chapter 17.
路加福音第十七章
Luke chapter 17
十一节到第十九节
Verse 11 to 19
耶稣往耶路撒冷去经过撒玛利亚和加利利
Now on his way to Jerusalem Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee
经过一个村子有十个长大麻风的迎面而来远远地站着
As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance.
高声说耶稣夫子可怜我们吧
And called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
耶稣看见就对他们说你们去把身体给祭司查看他们去的时候就洁净了
When he saw them, he said, Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed.
内中有一个见自己已经好了就回来大声归荣耀于神
One of them when he saw he was healed came back praising God in a loud voice
又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他这人是撒玛利亚人
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him and he was Samaritan
耶稣说接近了的不是十个人吗那九个在哪里呢
Jesus asked, Were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine?
除了这外族人再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吧
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
就对那人说起来走吧你的信救了你了
Then he said to him, Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
圣经就读到这里
This will be our Bible reading.
这段圣经包含两件事情
This segment contains two things
每一件事情都有耶稣说的一句话
And each portion has some words said by Jesus Christ
第一件事情就从十一节到第十四节
The first part is from verse 11 to verse 14
这个十个大麻风的病人得到洁净
Ten men who had leprosy were cleansed
耶稣说了一句话
And Jesus said
他说你们去把身体给祭司查看
He said go show yourselves to the priest
第二件事情是从十五节到第十九节
And the second portion is from verse 15 to 18
一个其中一个被接近的大麻风病人回来感谢耶稣
One of the men who was cleansed he came back and gave thanks to God
耶稣对他说
And Jesus said
他说起来走吧你的信救了你了
Rise and go Your faith has made you well
第一件事情是讲到十个大麻风的病人都得到洁净
The first part talk about 10 men who had leprosy were cleansed
这是讲到主耶稣医治的大能
This talks about the power of healing of Jesus Christ
第二件事情是讲到救恩的故事
The second portion is regarding to salvation
那个被接近的其中一个人他回来感谢耶稣
One of the men who was cleansed he came back and praised God
我们看到第一件事情是主耶稣医治的故事
The first story is a story of healing by Jesus Christ
第二件是讲到救恩的故事
And the second part is a story of salvation
我们看到这个医治带到救恩
We see how the healing leads to salvation
所以这个主耶稣的医治不是单单为了医治
So we know that Jesus' healing is not just for healing's own sake
他乃是要把我们带到救恩里头
But it is to lead us into salvation
救恩乃是神做一切事情的目的
Salvation is the ultimate purpose of God's work
因为神给我们的恩典不单单是叫我们得到医治
For God's grace not only heal us
他乃是要给我们更全面更丰盛的恩典
But he wants to bring us a more abundant salvation
所以我们看到这个神要怎么能够得到神给我们的恩典呢
So how can we receive God's grace
我们看到有一个 其中一个人他回来感谢耶稣。
We see one of the man, he came back and praised God.
他是一个感恩的人。
He was a thankful person.
我们看到这件事情给我们什么教训呢？
What does this incident teach us?
第一方面，我们可以要做一个感恩的人。
The first of all, we need to be a thankful person.
十个大麻风的病人都得到洁净。
Ten men who had leprosy, they were all cleansed.
但是回来感恩的只有一个。
But only one returned and praised God.
在这里我们看到。
And here we see.
祈求的人多，感恩的人少。
There are many who ask, but there are only few that praise the Lord.
因为大麻风这个病是一个很不好医治的病。
For the disease of leprosy, it was difficult to heal.
因为当这个人得了这样的病以后。
When a person had leprosy,
他就不能够住在人群的当中了。
They couldn't live in a crowd.
他就要离开家，隔离起来，住在别的地方。
He needed to isolate himself, left his family behind, and live in a separate place.
而且大麻风的病人也是一个不洁净的人。
And leprosy is an unclean person.
他不能够到圣殿里头来敬拜神了。
He couldn't come into the temple to worship God.
他跟神也是隔绝了。
He was also isolated from God.
所以得到这样的病的病人
，a person who had leprosy, a leper,
是非常的可怜的。
He was in such a pitiful state.
所以他们当耶稣经过撒玛利亚跟加利利的时候
，So when Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee,
在一个村子的地方就看见有十个大麻风的病人迎着耶稣远远的站住。
And in such a village, there were 10 men who had leprosy. They stood at a distance.
他们都会向耶稣祈求。
They all knew to ask Jesus.
他们说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
They say, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
他们都会向耶稣求。
They all knew how to call out to Jesus.
但是回来感恩的却是只有一个。
But there was only one that came back and gave thanks to Jesus.
我想我们有时候也常常会这样。
I think often we are the same.
恐怕我们向神求的时候多，我们感恩的时候少。
There are many times we ask God something, but there are only few times, for instance, we give thanks.
有时候我们会求神会听我们的祷告。
Sometimes we ask and God did listen to our prayers.
他很恩待我们。
He has abundant grace.
他会听我们的祷告。
He listened to our prayers.
按照我们所求的。给了我们了。
And he gave to us what we inquired of.
但是我们得到神的恩典以后，常常是不知道怎么来感恩，来感谢他。
But once we have received his grace, we often do not give thanks to him.
如果我们是常常是在这种情况当中的话
，If that is our situation,
我们不知道感恩的人
，If that's our condition, then we are not thankful.
我们也会变成一个埋怨的人
，We'll also become a person that complains.
所以只知道祈求。而不知道感恩的人
If we only know how to ask and not to give thanks
就会变成一个埋怨的人
Then we become a person that murmur
其实我们祷告并不是单单是求
When we pray, it is not just to ask
我想我们弟兄姊妹常常也会这样情形
And often we are in such a situation
在我们的个人的祷告当中
In our individual prayers
恐怕求的成分比较多一些
We spend much time in asking for things.
其实祷告不单单是祈求。
But to pray is not just to ask for things.
祷告也包括感谢。
But also to give thanks.
这个就是主耶稣所教导我们的。
This is what Jesus tried to teach us here.
就是要我们不但是向他求。
Not only we ask him.
我们也要来向他感谢。
But also to give thanks to him.
这是看到这个求的人多。感恩的人少。
This is what we see here. There are many who called out to the Lord, but only few that give thanks to Him.
第二种的现象就是相信的人多，感恩的人少。
And secondly, that we see there are many who believe, but there are few that give thanks.
这十个大麻风的病人都是有信心的。
These ten lepers, they all have faith.
因为他们向耶稣，知道耶稣能够医治他们。
Because they know Jesus, they know His healing power.
他们说。夫子可怜我们吧
They said, Master, have pity on us.
当主耶稣跟他们说你们去把身体给祭司查看
When Jesus instructed them that go show yourself to the priest
他们就相信了
They believed
主耶稣并没有说按手为他们祷告
Jesus did not place his hand on them and pray for them.
主耶稣也没有像对别的病人说，这个小子，你的病好了。
Nor did he promise them that your disease is healed.
主耶稣只是说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
All he said was, go and show yourself to the priest.
他们对耶稣有信心。
They had faith, they believed.
当他们去的时候，他们就得到洁净了。
And as they went, they were cleansed.
他们相信耶稣。
They believe in Jesus.
但是十个人都是有信心。
All ten of them had faith.
但是只有一个人回来感恩。
But only one returned and gave thanks.
这个就是我们看到这个他们其他九个人的信心是不够完全的。
Here we see that there were nine of them that their faith was not complete.
因为这样的信心并没有带进来一个感恩的心。
Because such a faith did not bring a thanksgiving heart.
我们的信心不但是要相信，而且我们还得有一个感恩的心。
Our faith leads us not only to believe, but also leads us into thanksgiving.
第三个现象，我们看到要主祝福的人多，但是感谢主的人少。
The third aspect that we see here is that there are many who want the blessings from the Lord, but few will give thanks.
当这个十个人都得到洁净以后
，When ten of them were cleansed,
他们当他们离开耶稣的时候
，When they were leaving Jesus,
他一看自己的大麻风的病就得到洁净了。
And as they turned around, they saw themselves and their leprosy was being cleansed.
我们能想象这十个人当中每一个人的心情怎么样的。
You can all understand how they feel at that moment.
可能说 可以说他们又惊又喜。
They were surprised, they were happy.
啊，这怎么本来是一个有大麻风在身上，怎么现在一下子都没有了？
They saw the leprosy being taken away.
真是惊奇。
They were surprised.
但是另一方面觉得是非常的高兴。
And they were overjoyed.
可能有的大麻风的病人不是一年两年，可能是一个很长的时间。
Maybe some of them had leprosy for more than a few years.
如果你是一个病人
，If you were a patient，
你生了病有十年八年的话
，If you were sick for 12 years，
当你第二天早上一醒过来说病好了
，And the moment the next morning when you wake up and you're healed。
你心里头会有什么感觉
？How would you feel inside？
非常的欢喜。
You will be overjoyed。
那么他们就是又惊又喜。
And with thy heart was a surprise and a joy。
他们就去要，他们想的第一个做事情就是要给祭司看一看。
And the first thing they wanted to do was to show themselves to the priest。
因为在律法里头规定，当大麻风的人洁净以后，先要给祭司查看。
For this recording, the Old Testament, that after they are cleansed, they need to show themselves to the priest.
祭司说你好了。
If the priest declare that they are healed,
那么你要献上祭。
Then they will bring offerings.
那么这样的话，你才能回到家中。
And in that way, they can return to their family.
你才能过一个正常的生活。
Then they can lead a normal life.
你也能够回到圣殿中间，跟众人一同来敬拜神。
They can also return to the temple and worship with everybody else.
哦，这个是一个很大的一个事情。
It was a great matter.
所以他们就想快点快点快点给祭司去看。
And they must have hurried themselves to show themselves to the priest.
那这样我就可以回到家了。
Then we can go back to my family.
所以他要的就得到的是主的祝福。
So what they want is the blessings from the Lord.
但是他只是顾到自己的时候。
But they only concern themselves.
就把这位赐给他们祝福的主给忘了。
And they forget about the person who gave them the blessing.
所以我们常常是这样的。
We are often that way.
我们要主的祝福。
We want his blessing.
但是我们确实常常把这个祝福的主放在一边。
But we often place the person who gave the blessings aside.
在美国第二次世界大战的时候，有个很出名的将军。
During World War II, there was a famous general.
是 Patton, 将军。
General Patton.
他很爱他的士兵。
He loved his soldiers.
所以他弄了一个休养的地方。
And he had prepared a rehabilitation place.
就是有休息的地方。
The resting place for the soldiers.
就可以让这个兵啊，或者这些军官啊， 到一定时间可以到那个地方去疗养去休养。
So by schedule, the soldiers will be taken from the battlefield and have rest.
所以有一个兵呢，就是有一次得到这样的机会，可以到那个疗养的地方去休息一段时间。
And there was one soldier who was scheduled to have a rest.
那个地方实在是好。
It was a nice place.
所以那个兵疗养完了以后回来，就写了一封信给这个将军，谢谢他。
So after his vacation was up, he wrote the letter to the general to thank him.
这个将军接到这封信以后，心里有很大的感慨。
And the general was truly touched by the letter.
他说我办了这个事情有35年。
As it has been 35 years since I prepared a retreat place.
但是只有第一封信才有一个人来感谢他。
But this is the first time someone wrote me a letter to thank me.
好，要好处的人多啊。
We want many good things.
我们祷告的时候，主啊，你祝福我的家。
When we pray, we say, Lord, bless my family.
主啊，你祝福我。
Lord, bless me.
你祝福我的孩子。
Bless my children.
我们都要主的祝福。
We all want His blessings.
但是我们想想，常常是我们把这位主啊放了一边的。
But however, we often place Himself aside.
有一位在常常一位这服侍主的人。
There was a minister, a person who served the Lord.
因为他有常常需要到外头去外面服侍。
Because he often had to leave his family to serve.
所以他每次从外面回来的时候，总不忘记在外头买一点小小的礼物带回来送给他的孩子。
So every time he returned from his trip, he would buy us something, a gift for his children.
所以开始的时候，这个孩子都等着爸爸回来。
So in the beginning, his children were eagerly waiting for him to return.
他会问他爸爸，你在外面怎么样啊？
They will ask him, how do you do?
爸爸你回来了，多么高兴啊！
Dad, we're so happy you're home.
那爸爸就会把这礼物就给他们分了，一个人一个。
Then he will give all the gifts to his children.
时间长了。
After a while.
以后他爸爸回来的时候啊。
After he returns.
这个孩子第一件事情就掏他的行李箱里头就翻一翻。带什么东西给我没有
？The first thing the children did was to go through the luggage to look for the gift.
把爸爸给忘了。
They forgot about the father.
所以我们是不是也要做这样的孩子呢
？Are we such children?
我们真是不应该做这样的孩子。
We shouldn't be such children.
我们要主的祝福。
We want his blessing.
我们也更要这位赐福的主。
But even more so, we want the Lord who gives the blessing.
所以我们看到做一个感恩的人。
So that we see to be a thankful person.
我们不但是向主祈求
Not only we ask him
我们也要向主感谢
But also to give thanks to him
我们不但相信我们的主
Not only we believe in him
我们依靠他
We rely on him
我们也要感谢他
But we also thank him
我们不但要主的祝福
Not only we want his blessings
我们也要主的自己
But we also want himself
那么感恩有什么特点呢
What are the special characteristics of a thankful person
这里这段经文里头所讲到的
Here it mentioned.
都是我们每个人可以实行的。
It mentioned something that we all can do.
这感恩的特点就是说，感恩是个人的。
Here it tells us that to give thanks, it needs to be individualized.
你祷告祈求是可以是十个人一起来祈求。
When we pray, when we inquire of the Lord, it can be done in a group, in 10 person.
但是你感恩的时候要一个人一个人来感恩。
But when we give thanks to the Lord, we need to do individually.
因为你感恩是把你个人心里的感受、心里对主的爱戴来说出来。
Because to give thanks is to express your feeling, to express your gratitude toward the Lord.
所以感恩是个人的。
Therefore, to give thanks needs to be individualized.
主给我们的恩典，每个人都不同。
God has given us all different gifts.
我们每个人所处的环境都不同。
All of our circumstances are different.
所以我们的感受每个人也是不同的
Therefore we also have different ways to express our gratitude
虽然别人可以为你感恩
Maybe others can give thanks for you
但是最主要的还是你自己要向主来感恩
But most important you need to go and give thanks to the Lord
主很喜欢我们向他的感恩
The Lord is pleased to hear our thanksgiving
就是一点点很简单的几句话
Even a few sentences
只要你是从心里说出来的
As long as they are coming from the heart,
主都是很喜欢的。
It pleases the Lord.
主并不强迫我们来向他感恩。
God did not force us to give thanks to him.
他乃是要我们甘心乐意的从我们心里头来感谢他。
But to do it voluntarily from the depth of our heart to give thanks to him.
有的时候我们也没有向他感恩。
Sometimes we forget to give thanks to him.
但是主实在是很恩待我们。
But truly the Lord is graceful.
他也并没有说 你不感恩，我就把恩典给你再收回来。
He did not say that because you are not thankful, therefore I will take back my gifts.
你看那个九个不知道回来感恩的人，他照样也是得到这个洁净的。
You see that the nine people who did not come back and give thanks to him, they are still clean.
主也并没有说你没有感恩，好，你走开，这大麻风病又回来了。
Nor did he cause the leprosy to return to those nine.
有时候我们会对小孩子说
，Sometimes we will tell our children,
我们给他一点东西
，we'll give him something.
他什么话都没有说
and they didn't say anything
他就拿了就走了
and they took it they went away
那么你跟他说
and what did you tell them
哎，你把东西再拿回来
he said give me back my thing
你还没说谢谢呢
you forgot to say thank you
哎，所以我们做父母的都知道常常教导孩子说谢谢
even as parents we know to teach our children to be thankful
谢谢这两个字啊不嫌多
to say thank you is not very much
哎，给你一样东西你就谢谢
To give you something that you say thank you.
所以我现在是跟我的女儿住在一起。
Now I live with my daughter.
所以我在晚饭的时候我们是一块吃饭的。
So for dinner we eat together.
我那个女儿是有三个孩子。
My daughter has three children.
所以加上我们跟她的父母的话，合起来我们一桌的话七个人。
So together there are seven people around the table.
啊，那说小孩子坐下来以后
，After the children were sitting down,
就问他。你应该说什么话？
我 ask them, well, what should you say?
啊，他就会说，哎，谢谢妈妈给我们做这样的饭。
And they will say, thank you, mother, for cooking for us.
啊，但是他不是每次都愿意这么说的。
But sometimes they don't say it voluntarily.
所以每次都要提醒他。
And you have to remind them every single time.
那么有时候也会叫他，那你也帮着这个 set 下 table 啊。
And they will say, well, shouldn't you help to set the table?
所以有一回一个小孩子。给我们把这个手巾纸巾都放好了。
And one time, one of the kids placed the napkin for each seat.
那我们也要吃饭了。
And we're about to eat.
他就问我们，你们应该说什么
？And he asked the adults, "What should you say?"
哎呀，我们说，哎，谢谢，谢谢。
We say thank you, thank you.
哦，你看，就是你每个人都喜欢听到这个谢谢两个字。
You see how everyone likes to be thanked.
啊，所以我们想，我想我们的主啊，一定也很喜欢。
I think our Lord is no exception.
他也很喜欢听到我们这感恩这些话。
He is pleased to hear thanksgiving from us.
第二个特点，这感恩的对象是向着主的。
A second characteristic is that the Lord is the object of our thanksgiving.
就是主在放在首先的地位。
That is to place him in the first place.
这个九个没有知道不回来感恩的人
，This nine lepers who did not return to give thanks，
他们很可能想，我先去把身体给祭司查看了。
They probably thought to themselves, I will first show myself to the priest。
都没有问题了。
When everything was taken care of，
我再来感谢耶稣也不晚了。
Then I'll come back and thank Jesus。
他们把自己放在前面。
They placed themselves before Jesus。
把主放在后面。
And they play Jesus as in the second place.
但是我们想，以后这九个人有没有回来再感谢主呢
？But did they come back and give Jesus thanks?
以后他们有没有机会再遇见主呢
？Will they have an opportunity to meet him again?
很可能就主经过这个村庄啊，是最后一次的。
Perhaps this is the last time the Lord passed through this village.
再接下来，主就到耶路撒冷了。
And the Lord will go to Jerusalem after this.
在那个地方，主就为我们钉十字架了。
And it is there the Lord was crucified.
以后这九个人再想起主，再要感谢的时候，主已经没有办法听见了。
And these nine men, even if they want to give thanks to him, they wouldn't have the opportunity.
但是另外一个人
，But that one person,
他却是把主放在前面。
He had placed Jesus in the first place.
他说：“我好跟没有好。”
So whether or not I'm healed,
我的家先回去后回去都不是重要。
Whether or not I return to my family right away or later, it's not important.
我要把我的心中的感谢先来献给主。
But I want to give my thanksgiving to him first.
这个给祭司查看以后也来得及。
Maybe I'll just show myself later to the priest.
祭司在耶路撒冷是天天可以找得到的。
Those priests that are in Jerusalem, you can find them every day.
主却不是我常常能够找得到的。
But it's not every day I can find my Jesus Lord.
所以我们的感恩就向着主。
And therefore we pour our thanksgiving to him.
当我们得到主的恩典以后
，When we receive his blessings,
我们先来感谢主。
First we come and thank him.
这个是感恩的特点。
This is a second characteristic.
第三个感恩也是个敬拜。
And thirdly, to give thanks is an act of worship.
这个被医治、被洁净的大麻风人，他回来了。
The person who were cleansed, he came back.
圣经说他大声的赞为荣耀于神。
He said he praised loudly.
大声。
He praising God in a loud voice.
从心里头的。
From his heart.
他从心里头大声来敬拜。
From his heart, he prayed the Lord loudly.
归荣耀于神。
And give God glory.
他俯伏敬拜他。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet.
所以感恩就是一个敬拜。
To give thanks is to worship.
好像听起来就是说你对主有些感谢的话。
It might be simple words of thanksgiving to the Lord.
实际上这感恩就是个敬拜。
But the act of thanksgiving is the act of worship.
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
在哪一个敬拜当中没有感恩的
？In what kind of worship will there be without thanksgiving？
只是跪下来，只是这么一个姿势呢
？When we kneel down, when we throw ourselves down, is it just a posture？
而是心里头一点没有感恩的意思吗
？It's just a posture without any thanksgiving。
没有感恩的这样的敬拜。不是真正的敬拜。
A worship without thanksgiving is not a true worship.
敬拜就是有感恩。
But worship contains thanksgiving.
所以在大卫的诗篇里头，他敬拜神。
In David's Psalms, he worshiped God.
但是他在诗篇里头也常常是很多很多感谢的话。
But it intermingles with words of thanksgiving.
他诗篇里头写：“你们要称颂耶和华。”
In the Psalms, he wrote, "You shall worship the Lord."
因他本为善。
For he is good.
他的慈爱永远长存。
For his love endures forever.
他说：“我的心呐，你要感谢耶和华，称颂耶和华。”
It's my heart give praise to him.
不要忘记他的一切恩惠。
Do not forget about his grace.
大卫就是一个会敬拜的人。
David knows how to worship God.
他是一个合乎神心意的人。
He's the person after God's own heart.
他是一个感恩的人。
He is a thankful person.
不但今天我们在地上要感恩。
Not only we give thanks today on earth.
在启示录里头我们看见。
But in Revelation we also see.
当他们有一天到了天上。
That one day when we are in heaven.
天上充满了感谢的声音。
The heaven is full of the voices of thanksgiving.
哈利路亚的神。
Hallelujah.
正是充满了整个宇宙。
Hallelujah filled the whole universe.
所以我们今天要在地上就在学习感恩。
Today on earth we'll learn to worship and to give thanks.
好像我们将来在天上也能够做一个感恩的人。
So that in heaven we can be a thankful person.
能够把荣耀来归给神。
And to give God all the glory.
所以我们看到感恩有很多的特点。
So we see there are many characteristics of giving thanks.
我们也要看到感恩有很大的福气。Bless you.
Oh, we also need to see that there are a lot of blessings coming with giving thanks.
可以说知道感恩的人是有福的。
Truly we can say blessed are those who know how to give thanks.
第一点我们可以看到当这个回来这个人啊来感恩的人。
First, we can see that person who came back to give thanks,
他的心眼被打开了。
His heart was also open.
他认识了主了。
He got to know the Lord.
一开始说，他们十个人都称呼耶稣做夫子。
When they first met Jesus, they called him Master.
夫子是一个很尊贵的称呼了。
Master is a calling of respect.
他们是这个人是一个很值得人尊敬的。
Master is someone who has respect from people.
比一般的人都要高的人。
It's higher than just the commoners.
他是有学问的人。
As master is a person who has knowledge.
一开始他们认识耶稣就是一个夫子。
They know him in the context of a master.
但是等这个人回来感恩的时候。
But when he returned to give thanks.
我们看见他是俯伏在地上来敬拜他。
We see a person who threw himself at the feet and thanked him.
他认识到耶稣是神的儿子。
He knew Jesus was Son of God.
所以他的感恩使他能够对主有更深的认识了。
So through his thanksgiving, he got to know the Lord deeply.
这是一个很大的一个转变。
This is a great change.
夫子还是人。
Master is no more than a person.
但是神的儿子却是高过一切的。
The Son of God.That is higher than all.
所以你看到感恩跟他生命的长进啊，有很大的关系。
And you see, giving thanks has such a great relationship to growing in life.
那所以你多感恩的时候
，When you give thanks,
你多经历神
，When you will experience him more,
你多能爱神
，You will love him more.
你那个怎么衡量一个信徒的生命呢
？How do you measure a saint's life?
他的生命的程度怎么样呢
？How do you measure the depth of his life?
我想就是爱呗。
That's to see how much he loved the Lord.
就是你怎么能爱主
？How do you love him？
怎么你能爱周围的人
？How do you love the people around you？
你衡量一个生命
，When you want to measure a life，
不是衡量他这个知识有多少
？You do not measure the knowledge。
他懂得多少
？How much he understand？
那得看他里头有多少的爱。
But to see how much love that's within his heart。
当他有这样的一个爱的流露的时候
，When he has such an expression of love。
他的生命就很自然的有一些长进。
His life grows naturally.
那么我们看到第二个福气
，and the second blessing
就是他全人得到医治了。
Is that his whole being is cured?
十个大麻风的病人身体都得到医治了。
The 10 lepers, all of their bodies were cured.
但是只有这个回来感恩的人，他不但身体得到医治。他的灵性也得到医治了。
But only in this one person, not only his body was cleansed, his spirit was cleansed also.
主耶稣对他说：“起来走吧。”
The Lord said, "Rise and go."
这个常常是表示他的罪得到赦免了。
This often signified that his sins were forgiven.
而且主的福气也临到他了。
And God's blessing had come upon him.
他主说：“你的信救了你了。”
So your faith has made you well.
这个人。正是得到全人的医治。
This person was healed both inside and outside.
主赦免他的罪。
The Lord has forgiven his sins.
主跟他有一个直接的关系了。
The Lord had a direct relationship with him.
本来主医治人、接近人的目的。
The purpose of the Lord and his healing power.
是要把我们带到主的面前。
Is to bring us into his presence.
但是很多人以为身体能得到医治就可以了。
But often we stop by understanding that as long as our body is healed.
很多人以为我得到主的祝福就可以了。
Often people consider as long as my body is as long as I receive the blessings.
他没有看到主的目的就是要医治我们全人。
They did not see that the purpose is to heal our whole being.
这才是主的目的。
And that's the true purpose of our Lord.
那九个人都得到洁净了。
The other nine, they were all cleansed.
但他没有再回到主这里。
But they did not return to the Lord.
他们还是回到他们原来的犹太人的当中。
They went back to the Jews.
神的恩典只是那么一点在他们身上。
They received only a little bit of God's grace.
但是那个回来感恩的人。
But the person who returned and gave thanks.
他得到洁净。
He received cleansing.
他是得到了主。
He received the Lord himself.
以后他再回去给祭司查看不查看。圣经再没有说。
The Bible did not record whether or not he returned to the priest and showed himself to them.
这个对他说不是太过重要了。
To him, that's not an important matter anymore.
他只要得到主的自己就可以了。
Now he has the Lord in himself.
第三个福气。
And third blessing.
那是能够让神得到荣耀。
Is to have our God glorified.
为什么说这个是一个福气呢
？Why is that a blessing?
因为我们常常说福气。就是跟我的关系。
Often we consider blessings to be something good to us.
我们常常想到就是我们自己得到什么好处。
We think what good have we gained from this?
但是最大的福气乃是叫神得到荣耀。
But the greatest blessing of all is our God glorified.
什么是荣耀
？What is glorified?
荣耀就是
What is glory?
主的心得到满足了。
That is when our God's heart is satisfied.
所以主说。
And here the Lord says,
他接近了的不是十个人吗
？He said, was not 10 that were cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢
？Where are the other nine?
我想主说这个话不是失望。
I think he was not disappointed when he.
而是他很满足。
But he was actually satisfied.
因为有一个能够全心感恩的人回来，能够把荣耀的归给他。
Because he had gained one person who was willing to return and give thanks to him.
而且圣经还特别提到这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And not only so, but the Bible mentioned that this man was a Samaritan,
外邦人
a foreigner.
能够得到一个外邦人能够全心的感恩的话。主觉得他很满足了。
He had gained a foreigner who is willing to give thanks to him.
但是如果我们不知道感恩
，However, if we do not know to give thanks,
那我们的反面就是一个埋怨。
And the reverse of that is a person who murmurs.
当你在埋怨的时候，表面看起来你是埋怨周围的环境。
When you are complaining, superficially, you are just complaining about your circumstances.
啊，这个环境不好。
It's that my situations are not good.
我的工作环境不好。
My work is not good.
我的家环境不好。
My family is not good.
我周围的人也不好。
All the people around me, they are no good.
怎么主把我摆在这个环境当中？
Why did the Lord place me in such a circumstance?
我们埋怨埋怨这些环境。
We complain about our circumstances.
我们埋怨人。
We complain about people.
在表面看起来好像是这样。
From the outside, that's what it looks like.
其实呢，你埋怨的不是人啊，你是埋怨神。
But in reality, you do not murmur against people, but you are murmuring against God.
太太有时候会说，怎么把神让我跟这个先生来结婚呢？
Some wives may say, why do I marry to such a man?
你看别的家里的男人多好啊。
You see other men, they will help out in the family.
回家的话就帮助我做家务事。
They come back and help out in the house chore.
但是我的先生一回来的话。他什么也不管了。
But when my husband come back, he doesn't do anything.
我白天已经非常累了。
I'm tired.
哎，晚上回来，他回来还要吃这个，还吃那个。
And when he comes back, I have to serve him.
啊，这个埋怨，意思就是说，神啊，你为什么把我许配给这个丈夫呢
？And all the murmuring concludes that why do you make me marry this guy?
啊，这个有时候埋怨人，实际上你是在埋怨神啊。
A lot of times when we murmur against people, we're murmuring against God.
其实有时候想啊，可能这个丈夫就是对你最合适的。
But little do you know that this husband is best for you.
哎，你越埋怨的话，神越是放那个人在你边上，叫你吃吃苦头。
The more you complain about person, the more God places that person right next to you.
如果你能够常常有感恩，神啊，谢谢你给这么好的丈夫给我。
However, if you give thanks constantly, Lord, thank you for giving me such a wonderful husband.
那可能你的夫妻的关系会越来越好的。
Then your relationship with your husband will improve.
所以你要知道要常常感恩。
So to give thanks.
来归荣耀给神。
To give glory to God.
啊，你看我们看到圣经里头以色列人他们在旷野当中。常常埋怨呢。
You see, when Israelites was in the wilderness, they complained often.
碰到水苦的时候，神啊，这个水为什么这么苦啊？摩西啊，你为什么领我们到这个地方啊
？Moses, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why was the water so bitter?
我们在埃及很好啊，有肉吃啊。
When we're in Egypt, we had meat to eat.
在旷野只是吃玛纳，淡而无味。
In the wilderness, we won't have manna.It's tasteless.
所以他们老是埋怨摩西。
They are always complaining against Moses.
你想想看，这是他埋怨神啊。
But you think about it, they are actually murmuring against God.
神让他们从埃及出来。
God had led them out of Egypt.
要领他到这个丰富的地方。
He wants to lead them into the land of honey and milk and honey.
旷野不过就是个展示的地方。
A wilderness is just a passageway.
神有他的目的
God has his purpose
但是他老埋怨摩西的话实际上神说的话这就是他埋怨我
And God himself said as they complain to murmur against Moses they are murmuring against me
所以我们能常常知道感恩啊我们就是归荣耀于神
So to give thanks is to give God's glory
神啊感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
把我放在这个环境当中。
For placing me in such a circumstance.
虽然这个环境我不喜欢。
Even though it's not to my liking.
但是我相信你有你的美意。
But I believe that you have your good will.
当你这样感谢的时候。
When you give thanks.
你向神的心里头多么的满足啊。
Our God's heart is satisfied.
归荣耀于神。
To give glory to God.
第四个福气。
And the fourth blessing.
感恩的人也是快乐的人。
A person who gives thanks is also a happy person, a joyful person.
快乐。
Joy.
我们都喜欢快乐。
We all want to be joyful.
但基督徒为什么常常不快乐呢？
But why is that so, there are so many Christians that are unhappy?
因为我们不知道常常感恩。
Because we don't give thanks often.
保罗说。
Paul said.
刚才我们的曹弟兄就 念过这节圣经。
And our brother Tao had read this portion of the Bible.
常常喜乐。
Be joyful always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
In all things give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will towards you in Christ Jesus.
你看，保罗说到常常喜乐。
Paul said, be joyful always.
哎，常常也说到凡事谢恩。
And to give thanks in all circumstances.
喜乐跟谢恩。有一很密切的关系。
You see, there is a very important relationship between joy and give thanks.
所以你要喜乐的话，你就常常要常常凡事谢恩了。
Therefore, if you want to be joyful always, then you need to give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事就是包括顺利的事，也包括不顺利的事。
All circumstances includes the good ones and the bad ones.
凡事也是大的事情，也有小的事情。
All circumstances also means the big things and the small things.
我们能够在凡事上都谢恩吗？
If in all circumstances we can give thanks.
比如说我想啊，我自己还做不到。
Sometimes I can't do it myself.
顺利的时候就多会感恩。
In an easy circumstance, I give thanks.
不顺利的时候就不知道感恩了。
But when things become difficult, I forget to give thanks.
大的事情我就知道感恩了。
In great things, I give thanks.
小事情就不去管它了。
In small things, I forget.
但是主的话说，要凡事谢恩。
But here the Lord says to give thanks in all circumstances.
这跟我们的天性不是一样的。
This is against our human nature.
这是跟我们天性完全相反的。
This is opposite to our human nature.
所以凡事先要学习的。
Therefore, we need to learn to give thanks.
要操练的。
It takes practice.
他们常常来学习，来操练。
We need to learn. We need to practice.
我们就会多一点凡事来谢恩了。
Then we'll give thanks in more circumstances.
有一个圣经学者叫做 Matthew Henry。
There was a Bible scholar, his name was Matthew Henry.
他是一个很出名的。
He was a famous scholar.
有一次他被人家抢了。
One time he was robbed.
抢了以后他就感恩。
And he was robbed and he gave thanks.
他说感谢神。
He said, thank the Lord.
第一个事情我从来没有被抢过，这是第一次被抢。
He said, firstly, I had never been robbed before, this is the first time.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他说只是抢我的钱，没有要我的命。
He robbed my money, but he did not rob my life.
他说感谢神。
And thank the Lord.
他拿去的不太多，那还我家里还有钱。
He did not take away all my money. I still have some money left at home.
他说再说感谢神。
And lastly, thank the Lord.
是我被抢，不是我去抢人。
It was I who was robbed, and I'm not a robber himself.
他这个事情看起来是很不幸啊，但他会感恩。
You see, it seems like he was unlucky, but he gave thanks.
比如说这小孩子啊，这个在家里头跑来跑去，非常闹。
Sometimes the kids are running around in the house.
他怎么那么闹呢？
They're so noisy.
但是有人说，你应该感谢神啊。
But you need to thank the Lord.
他能跑来跑去，说明他没有病，他很健康啊。
That means the kid is healthy if he can run around like that.
但是我们总是往这个负面去想，没有往正面去想。
But we often consider only the negatives. We do not think of the positives.
当我们会学会感恩的时候，我们就是一个快乐的人。
When we learn to give thanks, we'll be joyful always.
我自己在中国的时候
，As for myself, when I was in China,
因为是受到很多这个政治运动的影响了。
Because I was persecuted because of political reason.
当我在工作出来以后，没有多少年。就碰到运动了。
Not many years since I started working, I was persecuted.
然后就把我的待遇降了很多。
And they cut my salary.
差不多降了一半还多。
They cut away 50% of it.
那么经过二十年以后。
And after 20 years.
等到四人帮倒了台了。四人帮。Bank of Four.
The Bank of Four.
下来了。
The regime change.
那么就给我说过去对我的错了。
And they realized what they did to me was wrong.
那么又恢复我本来的待遇。
Then they raised my salary.
我觉得非常好。
I was thankful.
啊，这样我可以过一个正常的生活。
And now I can lead a normal life.
因为在那个时候，不但你的待遇比别人低啊，你的好像是二等公民一样的。
Because at the time, not only you have less money than others do, you're also treated like a secondary citizen.
所以在旁边的同事就跟我说，哎，你可以跟政府要啊。
And my co-worker told me, well, you can ask for compensation from the government.
哎，你可以叫他，补你过去扣你的钱。
They say you should ask for the back pay.
二十年你可以要回来有十年的工资啊。
Say for 20 years you should at least ask for 10 more years of a repayment.
但是我跟他说谢谢你。
I said thank you for your advice.
我不需要再去跟政府要钱了。
So I don't need to ask the government for more money.
因为我看见这二十年当中神给我丰富的恩典。
Because in this past 20 years, I saw God's abundant grace.
很多人像我这样的早已经死掉了。
Many who were in similar circumstances, they were all they all passed away.
我还能活下来。
But today, I still have my life.
无灾无病。
I have no disease. I'm healthy.
啊，这神很大的恩典了。
It's God's grace.
好几次都要死的。
Many times I was about to die.
但是我还能活下来。
But today I'm living.
这个恩典就很大了。
That's God's grace.
我还要那些钱干什么呢？
What else do what need do I have of the money?
我也知道。
I also know.
你去跟政府要钱呢，多半前面要着，把很多的气都给你要回来。
It is vain to ask government for money.
啊，这个我想我就很快乐了。
And therefore I was happy.
钱是算不得什么的。
Money is nothing.
哎。神的恩典是很丰富的。
But God's grace, that's abundant.
所以我就心里头就很高兴。
And I had such a joy in my heart.
那些跟我同样情况去跟政府要钱的人啊，最后都是垂头丧气。
My colleagues who try to get money back from the government, they all fail.
即使你拿到了。
Even if they receive some compensation.
也不能够带你多少的快乐的。
It cannot bring you joy.
但是我们有神的恩典就足够了。
But with God's grace, that's enough.
我们有一次去看一对弟兄姊妹。
One time we went to visit a brother and sister.
他们最近把旧房子卖掉，买了一个比较好的一个房子。
Recently they sold their old house and they bought a new one.
那我跟我的姊妹就到他家里去看一看啦，祝贺他们啊。
So my wife and I went to congratulate them.
进去他一说的话，这个太太就这个姊妹就说。
When we went in, the first thing the wife said,
这个房子很好啊。
She said, this house is truly good.
哎，这个在这个半山的比较高的地方，哎呀，看进去这风景多好啊。
She said, it has a very good view because it was located on a hill.
这个先生就说呢，这房子不好。
And the husband said, no, this house is no good.
刚搬进来就要，这房顶就漏了，就需要修理。
The moment we moved in, there was a leak on the roof that needs repair.
那么这个姊妹跟他说了。
And the wife told him.
那既然不好，那你就不要买啊。
So if this house is not good, why did you buy it?
先生说，我也没办法。
The husband said, well, what else can I do?
因为你说这个是神的旨意啊。
Because you told me this is God's will.
那我也没办法，神的旨意，那我只好买了。
How can I go against God's will?
啊，他们就有了一个很好房子，像我们看很好很好了。
So they had a house that looks good from outside.
但他们就说这个这样又说那样。
But I had a quarrel inside.
但是我后来我也有这样的机会啊。
And later on, I also had similar opportunity.
因为前几年我的二女儿从华盛顿 DC 搬回了温哥华。
A few years ago, my second daughter, she moved back from Washington DC to Vancouver.
那我本来的房子就不够大了。
And then my house wasn't big enough.
本来我们住两个人的。
Only one had two people in the house.
现在要多了五个人了，变七个人了。
Now there are five, there are seven total.
好，那么就换了一个房子吧。
So we move into a new house.
就比本来的大一些。
It's bigger than what we had before.
也是一个旧房子。
It was an old house.
但是不是非常旧，但是也是比较不是新的啊。
Not very old, but it's not new.
我们两个人进来这个住进去以后啊。
When we move into the new house.
我的姊妹就跟我说。
My wife said to me.
她说。我发现这个房子啊有十大优点。
My wife says to me, there are 10 good things I can say about this house.
他就说啊，第一个优点是什么？
Okay, number one.
啊，第三啊，也说。
Number two, number three, she went down the list.
我听听，哎，也非常有道理。
and I agree with her.
虽然有人看起来这个不算什么优点呢。
Even though some people may say, well, there's nothing good about it.
但她说，哎呀，太感谢神了。
But she said, thank the Lord.
好像就看来看去，就这个房子最最好。
The more she looked at it, the more she likes it.
十大优点。
The 10 good things about this house.
其实她说还不止十大优点呢，还有多呢。
She said the list goes on. There are more than 10.
所以我们住在里头就觉得很快乐。
The more we live in that house, the happier we become.
神真好。
The Lord is
给我们预备这个房子。
He prepared this house for us.
所以这个就是你知道感恩的人啊。
So if you know how to give thanks,
你是一个快乐的人。
You will have a joy always.
所以我们要学习。
Therefore, we need to learn.
学习怎么做一个感恩的人。
We need to learn to be a thankful person.
在我们每天的生活当中
，In our daily lives,
我们来学习多多的向神感谢。
We learn to give thanks to Him.
学习主把我放在这个家里。
We need to learn to thank Him for placing me in this family.
学习为了我的妻子，为了我的丈夫来感谢神。
For my wife, for my husband, I give thanks.
为了我的孩子感谢神。
For my children, I give thanks.
比如说。我们对孩子都有一个很高的要求啊。
Sometimes we have such a high expectation from our children.
有一对弟兄姊妹。
There was a brother and sister.
他的孩子成绩单拿回来的话是6A 2B。
The children, she brought by the report card had 6A and 2Bs.
他父母还说他为什么那两个是 B 啊？
And the parents will ask him, why were there 2Bs?
你还没有尽到你的心啊。
You haven't done the best that you could.
其实我想啊 ,6A 已经相当不错了。
And I thought to myself, 6A, that's not bad at all.
但是你不知道感恩。
But you don't know to give thanks, to be grateful.
这样你心里头就不快乐。
And I rob the joy that's in your heart.
神也得不到荣耀。
And God cannot be glorified.
也是为了我们能够在一个教会里头。
And for the church.
也为了主给我们赐给我们这些弟兄姊妹。
For the brother and sister that he had given to us.
弟兄姊妹难免在一起有些难处。
Sometimes it's unavoidable to have some difficulties among brother and sister.
有些摩擦。
Some quarreling.
但是我们要感谢神。
But we need to give the Lord thanks.
这些的难处摩擦都是叫我们更能够来认识主。
All the quarreling and friction will eventually lead us to know God.
我们要学习。
We need to learn.
来为了每一个事情每一个环境来感谢神
for all circumstances all things to give thanks to him
也为了我们在公司里头碰到任何的老板我们都能够感谢神
in our workplace no matter what kind of bosses we have to give thanks to him
实在是很不容易的
it is hard
我想神留我们的地上啊就让我们放在各式各样的环境当中
I think as the Lord places on this earth, He also places in all circumstances.
把我们放在各种各样的人的当中。
He also places among different kind of people.
都是为了要来炼净我们。
But to train us.
叫我们能磨成他儿子的形象。
So we can be molded into the image of His Son.
叫我们能学习忍耐。
So we can learn patience.
学习宽容。
To learn to forgive.
学习怜悯。
To learn to have mercy.
学习相爱。
To learn to love one another.
如果你的一个环境是很顺利的话
If all your circumstances are easy
所有的人都是很好的话
If all the people are nice to you
你没有功课可以学习的
There's nothing to learn
但是感谢神
But thank the Lord
神知道我们里面的情况
He knows our inner conditions
把我们放在我们所不愿意的环境当中
He places us in places where we are not willing to be
是为了我们的好处
But for us to gain something
所以我们虽然有时候觉得是不太容易顺服
Sometimes we find it hard to obey
但是我们要求神给我们力量
But we pray the Lord will give us strength
在任何的情况当中都能够来感谢神
But that in all circumstances we can give thanks to the Lord
做一个感恩的人
To be a thankful person
愿主祝福他的话语
May the Lord bless his own word
我们低头一同祷告
Let's bow down and pray together
主我们实在是要感谢你
Lord truly we want to thank you
因为你的意念高过我们的意念
For your thoughts are higher than ours
你的道路高过我们的道路
And your ways are higher than ours
虽然你把我们放在不同的环境当中
Even though you place us in different circumstances
但是你对我们的爱永远不变
But your love endures forever.
你给我们的力量也永远不减少。
And your strength will never lessen.
你说我们的日子如何，我们的力量也必如何。
You told us no matter how our days are, our strength shall be.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们实在是不懂得怎么样来感恩的。
Lord, we do not know how to give you thanks.
我们只求主恩待我们。
But Lord, have mercy on us.
加添给我们的力量。
Add to our strength.
让我们能够常常喜乐。
Lord, help us to be joyful always.
不住的祷告,
to pray continually.
能够凡事的谢恩,
in all things give thanks.
好叫你得到荣耀,
so that you can be glorified.
主, 我们的心都想着你。
Lord, we turn our hearts to you.
我们都把自己交在主的手中。
Lord, we yield ourselves to you.
愿你在我们身上不断的继续的工作。
Lord, continue your work in us.
直到你的心意能够成就在我们身上。
Until your will be accomplished in our lives.
荣耀归给你。
Lord, may you be glorified.
祝福归给我们的每一个弟兄姊妹。
May blessing be unto all the brothers and sisters here.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.